堂听 class.com。
Well, I didn't take the final because I overslept.
Well, I didn't take the final because I overslept.
Why did you oversleep?
Why did you oversleep?
What did you do the night before the exam?
What did you do the night before the exam?
I didn't sleep late in the morning.
I didn't sleep late in the morning.
I didn't do anything the night before the exam either.
I didn't do anything the night before the exam either.
The exam took place in the afternoon, and I accidentally took a long siesta.
The exam took place in the afternoon, and I accidentally took a long siesta.
You shouldn't have been so scatterbrained.
You shouldn't have been so scatterbrained.
Why didn't you use an alarm clock to wake yourself up?
Why didn't you use an alarm clock to wake yourself up?
I did, but I was exhausted, so I didn't hear it ring.
I did, but I was exhausted, so I didn't hear it ring.
Did you overexercise again in the morning?
Did you overexercise again in the morning?
Yes, I did a lot of kung fu and pull-ups.
Yes.I did a lot of kung fu and pull-ups.
Sooner or later, kung fu is going to ruin you.
Sooner or later, kung fu is going to ruin you. Where are you headed, Raymond?
I'm going to a language lab class.
Isn't the language lab course only for freshmen and sophomores?
Yes, it is, but I flunked last semester.
You've got to be kidding. We all know you're one of the top students in the language lab class.
Well, I didn't take the final because I overslept.
Why did you oversleep? What did you do the night before the exam?
I didn't sleep late in the morning. I didn't do anything the night before the exam either. The exam took place in the afternoon, and I accidentally took a long siesta.
You shouldn't have been so scatterbrained. Why didn't you use an alarm clock to wake yourself up?
I did, but I was exhausted, so I didn't hear it ring.
Did you overexercise again in the morning?
Yes, I did a lot of kung fu and pull-ups.
Sooner or later, kung fu is going to ruin you.
Section 1.Are these paintings for sale?
Are these paintings for sale?
No, they're just on display.
No, they're just on display.
Who sponsors the exhibition?
Who sponsors the exhibition?
It's sponsored by the Normal University.
It's sponsored by the Normal University.
Section 2. Are those films for children?
Are those films for children?
No, they're only for adults.
No, they're only for adults.
Are they porno films?
Are they porno films?
Yes, they're full of sex and violence.
Yes, they're full of sex and violence.
Section 1. Are these paintings for sale?
No, they're just on display.
Who sponsors the exhibition?
It's sponsored by the Normal University.
Section 2. Are those films for children?
No, they're only for adults.
Are they porno films?
Yes, they're full of sex and violence.
Drill. Ask me what I did over the weekend.
Tell me, you went to your student's orchard to pick peaches and pears.
Ask me if I like fresh fruit.
Tell me, yes, you do, but you prefer preserved fruit to fresh fruit.
Ask me if I like pickled food.
Tell me, yes, you like it, especially pickled cucumbers and carrots.
Ask me if I know how to pickle cucumbers.
Tell me, yes, you've got a special recipe for it.
Ask me from whom I learned the recipe.
Tell me you learned it from a chef.
Ask me if the chef I learned it from is the head cook in a restaurant.
Tell me, yes, I'm right.
Ask me how I met the chef.
Tell me, he's your brother-in-law.
Ask me if I would please show you how to pickle cucumbers.
Tell me, you're sorry, you can't, because you must study European literature now.
Tell me, I must be kidding you. European literature is just for sophomores.
Tell me, yes, it is, but you flunked it last semester. You're now repeating the course.
Ask me how I flunked it.
Tell me you didn't take the final because you overslept.
Ask me if I often sleep late.
Tell me no, you usually get up before 5 o'clock, but you got drunk the night before the examination.
Ask me if I'm addicted to drinking.
Ask me if being addicted to means can't go without.
Tell me, yes, I'm completely right.
Now, tell me, As a matter of fact, you seldom drink.
Ask me why I drank so much the night before my final.
Tell me, you went to a wedding and drank a lot in order to prove you were a real man.
Ask me if I proved I was a real man.
Tell me, no, you acted like a stupid drunkard.
Ask me if I can hold a lot.
Tell me, no, you can't. Usually you get drunk on 2 glasses of beer.
Now, tell me you've got a bottle of scotch, and ask me if I would like to drink with you.
Tell me, yes, you love to drink with me. You've been anxious to drink scotch whiskey, but you can't afford to buy it.
Tell me, now you know I'm addicted to drinking. I can tell you how to pickle cucumbers while we drink.
Drill. Ask me what I did over the weekend.
Tell me you went to your student's orchard to pick peaches and pears.
Ask me if I like fresh fruit.
Tell me, yes, you do, but you prefer preserved fruit to fresh fruit.
Ask me if I like pickled food.
Tell me, yes, you like it, especially pickled cucumbers and carrots.
Ask me if I know how to pickle cucumbers.
Tell me, yes, you've got a special recipe for it.
Ask me from whom I learned the recipe.
Tell me you learned it from a chef.
Ask me if the chef I learned it from is the head cook in a restaurant.
Tell me, yes, I'm right.
Ask me how I met the chef.
Tell me he's your brother-in-law.
Ask me if I would please show you how to pickle cucumbers.
Tell me you're sorry you can't, because you must study European literature now.
Tell me I must be kidding you. European literature is just for sophomores.
Tell me, it is, but you flunked it last semester. You're now repeating the course.
Ask me how I flunked it.
Tell me you didn't take the final because you overslept.
Ask me if I often sleep late.
Tell me, no, you usually get up before 5 o'clock, but you got drunk the night before the examination.
ask me if I'm addicted to drinking.
Ask me if be addicted to means can't go without.
Tell me, yes, I'm completely right.
Now tell me, as a matter of fact, you seldom drink.
Ask me why I drank so much the night before my final.
Tell me you went to a wedding and drank a lot in order to prove you were a real man.
Ask me if I proved I was a real man.
Tell me, no, you acted like a stupid drunkard.
Ask me if I can hold a lot.
Tell me, no, you can't. Usually, you get drunk on 2 glasses of beer.
Now, tell me you've got a bottle of scotch and ask me if I would like to drink with you.
Tell me, yes, you'd love to drink with me. You've been anxious to drink scotch whiskey, but you can't afford to buy it.
Tell me, now you know I'm addicted to drinking. I can tell you how to pickle cucumbers while we drink. Lesson 7, Pastor Powers. Raymond, it was really nice of you to stay and help with the service. I found the story about you very legendary.
Thank you, Pastor Powers. I'm just an ordinary man. I'd like to know something about your mission here, if it's possible.
I'd be glad to share with you anything about my mission.
How long are you going to stay?
I've decided to spend my life here.
Don't you miss your folks?
Yes, I do, but I have dedicated myself to God. I founded an orphanage last year and feel obliged to take care of those children. I also plan to establish a charity fund here to help the poor.
I can't help admiring you. If you need my help, let me know. I'm always at your service.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind offer, Raymond.
Raymond, it was really nice of you to stay and help with the service.
Raymond, it was really nice of you to stay and help with the service.
I found the story about you very legendary.
I found the story about you very legendary.
Thank you, Pastor Powers.
Thank you, Pastor Powers.
I'm just an ordinary man.
I'm just an ordinary man.
I'd like to know something about your mission here, if it's possible.
I'd like to know something about your mission here, if it's possible.
I'd be glad to share with you anything about my mission.
I'd be glad to share with you anything about my mission.
How long are you going to stay?
How long are you going to stay?
I've decided to spend my life here.
I've decided to spend my life here.
Don't you miss your folks?
Don't you miss your folks?
Yes, I do. But I have dedicated myself to God.
Yes, I do. But I have dedicated myself to God.
I founded an orphanage last year and feel obliged to take care of those children.
I founded an orphanage last year and feel obliged to take care of those children.
I also plan to establish a charity fund here to help the poor.
I also plan to establish a charity fund here to help the poor.
I can't help admiring you.
I can't help admiring you.
If you need my help, let me know.
If you need my help, let me know.
I'm always at your service.
I'm always at your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your kind offer, Raymond.
Thank you for your kind offer, Raymond. Raymond, it was really nice of you to stay and help with the service. I found the story about you very legendary.
Thank you, Pastor Powers. I'm just an ordinary man. I'd like to know something about your mission here, if it's possible.
I'd be glad to share with you anything about my mission.
How long are you going to stay?
I've decided to spend my life here.
Don't you miss your folks?
Yes, I do, but I have dedicated myself to God. I founded an orphanage last year and feel obliged to take care of those children. I also plan to establish a charity fund here to help the poor.
I can't help admiring you. If you need my help, let me know. I'm always at your service.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind offer, Raymond. Section 1. Raymond, it was kind of you to drive me home.
Raymond, it was kind of you to drive me home.
No problem. Jane, it was my pleasure.
No problem, Jane. It was my pleasure.
Section 2. Raymond, it's really foolish of you to buy such a rusty sword.
Raymond, it's really foolish of you to buy such a rusty sword.
Don't be so sure, Jane. The sword was made in the Tang Dynasty.
Don't be so sure, Jane. The sword was made in the Tang Dynasty.
Section 3. Jane, I found that guy somewhat weird.
Jane, I found that guy somewhat weird.
He is. He just got out of the madhouse.
He is. He just got out of the madhouse.
Section 4. I found Miss Ma very intelligent.
I found Miss Ma very intelligent.
You're right.
You're right.
She's so intelligent that she needed me to teach her the slang idiom, cut a fart, after she smelled up the whole room.
She's so intelligent that she needed me to teach her the slang idiom, cut a fart, after she smelled up the whole room.
Section 1. Raymond, it was kind of you to drive me home.
No problem, Jane. It was my pleasure.
Section 2. Raymond, it's really foolish of you to buy such a rusty sword.
Don't be so sure, Jane. The sword was made in the Tang Dynasty. Section 3. Jane, I found that guy somewhat weird.
He is. He just got out of the madhouse.
Section 4. I found Miss Ma very intelligent.
You're right. She's so intelligent that she needed me to teach her the slang idiom, cut a fart, after she smelled up the whole room.